Dave, it seems to take you a while to get going in that one today.
Well, we didn't get going the first half. We caused ourselves too many problems. We were trying to pass it out at the back. People made the wrong decision, you know, and just put your foot through it sometimes. And but we couldn't get going, and we couldn't find the people that were in the pockets. Second half, we changed it, and we got at them and could have won it, and probably should have won it, in all honesty, with the chances that we've had, and the keepers made some, you know, good saves.
Easy with hindsight, but knew you made a difference. Coach made a difference, didn't they?
You always say that. Listen, everyone can always say that. But they mightn't have started. They might have just felt in the chaps. We needed to get them in. We needed to get them shook up. I think we were still trying to play at a slower pace, and they were in our faces, and we needed to get into theirs. And then second half, you know, again, we've had good chances to put the ball in the back of net. Massey has got a good goal, good finish. The lad punches it. How come everybody sees it and the one fella that should see it doesn't? And
you're talking about Mvoto now, aren't you?
He's not. It's not hit his hand. He's literally put his hand forward and punched the ball away. And if I can see it where I am, they've got to see it. And he's not even obstructed. And people say, "Oh, here you go again. You're moaning it again." But what am I supposed to do? I can't blow the whistle myself. He has to see that, and he didn't.
But strangely, that was the spark, really, for your team, because from that moment on, you seemed to get stronger and stronger.
We were getting stronger. Probably when Bigatti come on, we looked stronger. He held the ball up well. He's had a good chance himself. Keeper's made a good save. Then McHale's had a good chance, centre goals. Don't think the keeper knew anything about it. Headed down. I think, you know, the follow-up. Maybe should have been put in. All the little things gone on, but first half, it's a bad goal to give away. You know, Red's turning inside. Shouldn't be coming inside. He knows that. Is it a foul? Is it not a foul? I don't know, but he still shouldn't be turning inside. And then the reaction when it hit the post, I think we thought it's gone further than what it has, and it's that. And then the second half, I thought we were going to go on and win it if we kept pressing and pressing. But unfortunately, we didn't.
I think I've ever heard the Barnsley manager saying that one of your players should have gone, Reader, with the coming together with Pedersen.
Well, I've just heard
Pedersen.
Dave say that he doesn't get an ifs and buts and should it have been and everything else. And then he goes and says that both lads put their heads on each other. No momentum. Both lads, both stupid. Both done it. Both could have walked. Both could have got a yellow card, which they did. But it's a tackle. You know, it's a tackle on the boy to begin with. The referees give us the advantage, nothing comes of it. Then he's got to bring it back and give us the free kick. But I just think, for me, we didn't get going, and certainly until the second half. And then when we did get going, I thought we were going to go on and win it.
And it's a dozen games now. I mean, can you see light at the end of this seemingly very long tunnel for you at the moment in terms of that wind coming round?
Can you?
In parts, yeah. First 45 minutes today, no. But in parts, yeah. I think in previous games we've seen.
We just had two games away from home, one against Bolton, who we totally dominated and played off the park, and again, did get the winner, but disallowed. And then today, second half. So out of two games away from home, in a normal circumstances, you'd have took a point.
Yeah.
But because of the situation, we're chasing our tail and we're trying to get 3 points away from home. Maybe we expose ourselves a little bit too much. When we're away, because we're trying to get that win. So we know what's needed. We need to just put the ball in the back of the net and keep that clean sheet. But, you know, if we keep making the error that we made again, it's a poor error. We made a poor error the other day in the game, and they're the big difference, because in the first division you probably get away with a lot. In this level you don't. The higher you go, the more chances people will put away. They don't need as many, just the same as Matty did today. It's a good finish from him, but, you know, he's got the chance and he puts it away.
You signed Shayla Funjana. Tell us about the deal.
Well, Shay's been in the place for a while. He's been training with us. Again, he just needs games. We needed to get somebody in, because we lose Semi for 3 games now. We need some presence in there. He looked like a player who'd not played for a while. He did some good things, and once he got going, it was all right. But we asked him to give everything he had for an hour, and then we'd make the change.
Why did you feel him over Coke, who obviously has been playing a lot?
Is that, you know, with Cog in there, you know, they're very direct. They push it up to the big fellas, so we needed to screen it. Cokie and Macca is not their game. You know, we had Semi. Semi can do that, but certainly away from home, you do need that strength in the midfield. And if you're putting Cokie and Macker in there, yeah, you're getting both players, but you're not getting the bite and the tenacity that sometimes you need, certainly in derby games.
Was he one of the two players you were chasing, you alluded to this week?
No.
What did you get with the other two then?
No way.
Might it be progress next week or dead ends?
Don't think so.
Right. Anyone else in mind?
Yeah, we've got loads of players in mind. It's just if we can get them in. I mean, you know, everyone's... I keep saying, if the stupid thing about this division is if we went 3 or 4 games winning, and everybody's going to turn around and say, that's a good start.
Yeah.
The main thing is don't lose, certainly away. Now what we've got to do is try and turn our home games into victories. The draws, certainly away from here. Yeah, we've had the chances, but on another day you'd say that you're coming in a derby game, would you take a point? And you'd probably say, yes, you would. But what we did show, we showed that battling quality again. That's 2 games now that we've gone behind. And we've come back really strong and probably been a stronger team as the games wore on. I just felt today we didn't start with the tenacity and the energy that we finished with. And you're asking me why, we're asking for it, we're telling them to do it. We get it for 80 odd minutes the other night, the other day at Bolton, and we get it for probably 60 minutes today, which, you know, it's hard for them and I appreciate it. But they kept going, kept battling, kept working at it, and how we've not scored, you know, with the 2 chances we've had, I don't know. They're good chances to put away, but the keeper's made 2 good saves, and that's a big difference for us.
Final question on Fryer. That was his last game, I think, of his loan spell with you. What chance of getting him back?
I'll speak to the chairman today and tonight. Matty would like to stay. Again, it's all down to the finance of it. And we'll just see what we can do.
Are you hopeful you can do it, though?
I hope so. Again, he showed his prowess, you know. He scored goals. He's ran himself into the ground. He'd give the youngster a little run out. He scored a couple of goals in the reserves. Never got really an opportunity today to show what he can do. But, you know, Matty's an integral part of what we've been trying to do over the last month. He looks fitter. He looks stronger. And I would think 2 weeks ago, as it was against Ipswich, the same chance he missed. This one he's put away. Exactly the same chance. And that shows you that he's getting fitter, stronger mentally.